Shalom to all. Today's office ball Basar Daf Ayin Hey, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words Ki Asr of Dimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Leviathan Ki Asr of Dimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan. When Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name Rabbi Yechanan. B'shal Leviathan Rive. When Leviathan is hungry, Mighty Hevel Mipiv, he lets out Hevel, which is like air or breath from its mouth. Umartiach Kol Meimashim Mitsula, and he heats up all the water in the deep. Shenamar, because the pasuk says Yartiach Kasir Mitsula, that he heats up the deep like a pot. Vilmali Machasoshul Gan Eden, and if he didn't put his head into Gan Eden, in Koberi Yuchel Alam Brechai, no creature would be able to withstand the smell, and that's because of this breathing and the heat of its body, and therefore it's putting its head into Gan Eden helps out. Shenamar, because the pasuk says Yom Yosem Kemerkacha, then he makes a sea like perfume, and Bishasha Tzame, when it's thirsty, Isa Tlam Tlam Bayam, and makes these deep furrows or these deep ditches in the sea because of all the seawater that it drinks. Shenamar, because the pasuk says Achrav Yar Nasiv, after it makes a path shine, and that's the path of its very shiny skin. And Amar Vachar Yaakov, Ein Tahaim Charzalei Sani Achim Shana, that the Tahaim, the deep, doesn't go back to its original state after the Yosin drank from it. It takes 70 years. Shenamar, because the pasuk says Yachshav Tahaim L'Seva, the Tahaim seems like Seva, which literally means old age, and Ein Seva P'chusim Shevim, old age is not anything less than 70 years. So we see that it takes 70 years for the Tahaim to get back to its original state after the Yosin drinks from it. And continue to talk about Leviathan. Amar Rabba Amar Yechanan, Asar Gosh Baruch Hu Lases Su'udah L'Tzadikim, Lased Lave, Hashem is going to make a Su'udah for the Tzadikim, Mibsar Shal Leviathan, from the meat or the flesh of the Leviathan. Shenamar, because the pasuk says Yichru Olav Chabarim, Chabarim will be Yichru on it. Now explain how this has to do with a Su'udah. Ve'in Kara El Su'udah, the word Kara means a Su'udah. How do we know this? Shenamar, because the pasuk says Vayichru Olahem Kar Gdoyla Vayichlu Vishtu, and he made for them a great meal and they ate and drank. Ve'in Chabarim El Tamil Chachamim, Chabarim El Tamil Chachamim. Shenamar, because the pasuk says Hayoshevas Maganim Chaverim Makshivim L'Kach Hashmeini, those who sit in the gardens, the Chaverim who pay attention to your voice, and Chaverim in this pasuk and Shirashirim are referring to the Tzadikim. So we see the Tzadikim are going to have a meal out of the flesh of the Leviathan. And Vashar, what about the rest of the flesh that isn't eaten by the Tzadikim? Mechalkim Oisai is distributed by Oisim Boischer B'shuk Yerushalayim. Business is done with it in the markets of Yerushalayim. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Yachtu Ben Kananim is going to be divided among the Kananim, and Ben Kananim El Tagarim. Kananim means merchants. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Kanan B'yade Mozne Mirma Lashik Ahiv, then in the hands of a Kanan, a merchant, there's a scale of trickery he loves to steal. B'yisem Mechalkar, a ton of you can say from here that we know that Kanan means a merchant. Asher Secharel Sarim, Kanan Neha Nechmadei Aretz, those who do business are Sarim, they're princes, and it's merchants, Kanan Neha, are the Chashvei people of the land. Continue to discuss the Leviathan and Lasad Lavai, Vamar Rabba Amar Yechanan, Asad Kosh Baruch Hu Lasos Sukkah Latzadikim, Me'ar Shal Leviathan. In the future, Lasad Lavai, Hashem is going to make a Sukkah for the Tzadikim out of the skin of the Leviathan. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Hatamala Besukkahs Oirai, are you able to make Sukkahs out of its ar, out of its hide, out of its skin? Hashem is able to, a human is not. Now, Zacha, if a person Zacha, Isolai Sukkah, so Sukkah is made for him. Lai Zacha, if he's not Zacha to that extent, Isolai Tziltzel, just a shade is made for him from the skin of the Leviathan. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Ubit Tziltzel Dagim Raishai, and a fish shade out of its head. Zacha, if a person has at least that level of Zchiyah of that merit, Isolai Tziltzel, so they're going to make a shade for him. Lai Zacha, but if he's not even that meritorious, Isolai Anak, they're going to make just a necklace for him. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Va'anakim Lagagar Secha, necklaces around your neck. Zacha, if a person Zacha at least to that level, Isolai Anak, they're going to make a necklace for him. Lai Zacha, if he's not even Zacha to that level, Isolai Kamea, they're going to make him a Kamea, which is like an amulet. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Vatikshrenu Lunari Secha, and tie it on your young girls. And young Naris wear amulets around their necks. Vashar, and what about the rest of the hide? Parsha Kajbrocha al Chamis Yushalayim, Hashem is going to spread it out on the walls of Yushalayim. Vizivai Mavik Misefa Alan Bad Soifai, and its shine is going to go from one end of the world to the other. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Vahochu Goyim L'Oirech, Umlochem L'Roiga Zarchech, and the nations will go by your light, and the kings by the brightness of your shining. Now we're discussing the times of Mashiach a little bit. The pasuk says, Visamti Kad Choyd Shem Shaysayech, I'm going to make your walls out of Kad Koyd. And our Shemar Rechmeni, he tells us, Pligi Chem Alachi Berkia, two Malachim up in Shemayim argue what exactly Kad Koyd is. Gavriel Michal, it's these two Malachim. And Va'amrila, some say, Tre Amayroim Marava, it was two Amayroim in Eretz Yisrael that argued about this. And Uman Inun, who were those Amayroim? Yehuda V'chilskia B'nei Reb Chia, it's Yehuda and Chilskia, the sons of Reb Chia. And again, the Machlekes is what exactly this Kad Koyd is. Chad Amar 1 says, Shaiham, it's a Shaiham stone, which is very precious. And Chad Amar Yashbei 1 says it's the Yashbei stone. And Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Lehevi Kedeinu Kedein, let it be like both of them, that the walls of Yerushalayim in the future are going to be made out of both of them. And this is actually in the word Kad Koyd. The word Kad Koyd, which they're arguing about, could be understood as Kedein Ukedein. The next part of the Mu'ah says, Usha Raich L'Avne Ektoch, and your gates are going to be made out of cut out stone. What does that mean? Kyod Yasser Rabbi Yechanan V'Kadarish, Rabbi Yechanan was sitting and darshaning about this. Asa Kosh Baruch Hu L'Havi Avanim Tavis Margolias, Las Olave Hashem is going to bring precious stones and pearls, Shem Shloshim Al Shloshim, that the 30 by 30 Amos, V'Chakik V'Hem Eser Al Esrim, and there's going to be 10 by 20 Amos carved out of them. That's basically going to be an opening or a hole in Ma'amidim Shari Yushalayim, and he's going to place them by the gates of Yushalayim. And we're understanding this is going to be the entrance way into Yushalayim. Now, Ligli Galvai Se Talmud, there was a Talmud that laughed at him, that made fun of this, and he said as follows, Hashta Kibiasa the Titzola Meshkinon, we don't find even the egg of a titzla, which is a small dove. There aren't precious stones or pearls even that size. Kulei Hamashkinon, you're going to find a precious stone or pearl, which is this giant 30 by 30 amma block. Now, Liyamim, after some some time, as I'm explaining, the following is just a dream. This Talmud's ship went out to sea. He saw that there were malachim, that they were sitting and cutting these precious stones and pearls. There were 30 by 30 amos. And there was a whole 10 by 20 amos. And Amrulhu, this Talmud asked them, Hani Laman, who are these four? Amrulhu, so they told him, Hashem was going to put them at the gates of Yerushalayim. And also, compared to Rabbi Yechanan, this Talmud came back to Rabbi Yechanan. Amrulhu, he told Rabbi Yechanan, now he understands and appreciates what Rabbi Yechanan was saying before. So he told him, Dereish Rabbi, Rabbi, continue darshaning. Lachana al-Lidresh, you're able to darshan because you know what you're talking about. Kasher Marta Kenri Isi, exactly as you said, I saw that very same thing. Amrulhu, Rabbi Yechanan told him, Reka, you empty one, you're an empty person. Amali Reiso Leamata, if you hadn't seen it, you wouldn't have believed it. Malagla Galdevich Chamata, you're somebody who makes fun of the words of the Chachamim because you only believe it if you see it. And that's not how it works with us. We believe our Chachamim even if we don't understand it and we don't see it. And Nasan Ein of Bay, Rabbi Yechanan looked at him, he set his eyes on him, Nasan Galshal Tzomais, and he turned into a heap of bones. And now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechanan's Pshat. Mesa, we have a brass that says as follows. It quotes a Pasuk, Va'ilachasham Kaimias, the Pasuk tells us that I'm going to lead you Kaimias. And right now we're understanding that Kaimias is Lashon of two Kaimas, two heights. So that means Hashem is going to bring us very high. And Rameir tells us, Masayim Amma, that Hashem is going to bring us 200 Amas, Kishte Kaimishal Adam Arishain, that's twice the height of Adam Arishain. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amir, he tells us, Me'a Amma, that Hashem is going to bring us 100 Amas tall. Keneged Heichal Ksalav, that corresponds to the height of the Heichal and its walls. Meaning the Beis HaMikdash, we know the highest point of it was 100 Amas, and that's why Hashem is going to bring us to Asad Lavai. And how do we know this? Shalom, because the Pasuk says, Asher Bonenu Kinetiyim, Megudon Benureim, for our sons were like young trees raised and grown from their youth. Benesene Kizavias, Bechutavis Ketavnes Heichal, our daughters are like the corners crafted or formed in the likeness of the Beis HaMikdash. As we see from this Brisa, that people are going to be at least 100 Amas tall, maybe even 200 Amas tall. And so if such people want to walk into Yerushalayim, they're going to need gates that are much taller than 10 by 20 Amas. And Rabbi Yechanan said, the gates of Yerushalayim are going to be made out of block that's 30 by 30, and the hole to walk through is going to be 10 by 20. Well, that's definitely not big enough for somebody who's at least 100 Amas tall. I think more answers can come, Rabbi Yechanan. What was Rabbi Yechanan talking about? Lekave Bezika, in regards to windows for air. He was saying that the windows in the gates of Yerushalayim are going to be made out of blocks that are 30 by 30, and the hole cut for the air is going to be 20 by 10. But the actual gate that's walked through is obviously going to be tall enough for the people, which is going to be at least 100 Amas. And more about Lasa Lava, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Asa Gosh Baruch Hu, Lasa Sheva Chuppas, Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik, Hashem is going to make 7 chuppas, 7 canopies, if you will, for every single tzadik. Shnemar the Pasuk says, Ubar Hashem al kol mechayin, har tzion v'al mikro'eha, and Hashem is going to build, he's going to create over the entire har tzion and everyone that's gathered there. What is he going to create over? This is the chuppah that we're talking about. Anan Yoimam, a cloud by day, the ashan and smoke, v'noga esh lahava layla, kel kol kavod chuppah, for over every kavod, there's going to be a chuppah. And the 7 that are mentioned in this Pasuk are, number 1, anan, number 2, ashan, number 3, noiga, number 4, esh, number 5, lahava, number 6, kol kavod, and number 7, the word chuppah itself. And Lamed, this also teaches us, as the Gemara shall call echad echad, asa kash baruch hu chuppah lefi kvaydai, that Hashem is going to make a chuppah based off of each and every person's kavod. That's how his chuppah is going to be. Now we ask, asham chuppah lama, why would we want smoke in a chuppah? Smoke is usually something that clouds a person's vision and it's not pleasant, whereas a chuppah is something that protects somebody. So what's this ashon in the chuppah for? And the answer is, Amar Chanini tells us, shekol mi she'ein v'tzars b'talmid chacham ba'il mazeh, anyone who is tsar, he was stingy, he was negative with talmid chacham in this world, mismal se'ein of ashon la'il haba, lasud lava la'il haba, his eyes are going to be filled with smoke. The Gemara continues asking, v'esh b'chuppah lama, what about fire in chuppah? What's the point in that? The answer is, Amar Chanini, Malamed teaches us, shekol echad v'echad nichlem v'chupasu shechaveiroi, everyone is going to be burned by his fellow's chuppah, meaning he's going to be embarrassed and shamed when he looks at his friend's chuppah. He's going to realize that he could have done the same thing. Oilala isa busha, oilala isa klima. Woe for such an embarrassment and woe for such a shame. And kiyotzei b'davar ata omer, there's a similar thing. The pasuk tells us that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'nasata mehoidcha olav, you shall take from your hoid and place it on him," meaning on Yeshua. And we learn from here, "V'loy kol hoidcha," that all of Moshe Rabbeinu's hoid was not placed on Yeshua. Only some of it was placed on him. As the kinim shavaisa adar amru, the elders of that generation said, "Pnei Moshe k'pnei chama, pnei Yeshua k'pnei levana." Moshe Rabbeinu's face radiated like the sun, whereas Yeshua's face only radiated like the moon. Oilala isa busha, oilala isa klima. Woe for this embarrassment, woe for this shame. And we see there was this yiridus hadaris, a significant drop in generations, even just between Moshe and Yeshua. Moshe was the sun, and Yeshua was only the moon. And once we mention chuppas, now we're going to talk about other Marishan's chuppas. Amar Rabbi Chama, he tells us, Eser chuppas asa kosh baruch hu adam Marishan gan Eden. Hashem made 10 chuppas for adam Marishan in gan Eden. Shemar the pasuk says, Beiden gan alakim ba yisa kol evan yikar v'goymer. And let's read the entire pasuk, because that's where these words come from. Starting again from the beginning, it says, Beiden gan alakim ba yisa, in Eden, the gan of Hashem, you were, kol evan yikar misuchasecha. Every precious stone was your covering, so that's the chuppah we're talking about. And what are these things that were used as coverings for him? Oidam, pita, v'yaloim, tarshish, shoyim, v'yashpei, tzapir, noifech, huvarkas, v'zohav. And so these are the 10 chuppahs that he had. And Marzucha tells us, achasasre, there was really 11 chuppahs, shenemar, because the pasuk says in the beginning, kol evan yakara, every precious stone, and that itself is considered a chuppah. And Omar Rabbi Yochanan tells us, v'garuah shebekulon zav, the cheapest or least expensive or the least chashuv of them is gold, the chashuv label basayif, because it's mentioned all the way at the end. And so all these chuppas that Adam Rishon had must have been extremely precious, because again, gold, which we know is very precious, was mentioned only at the end of this entire list. And once we quoted this pasuk, we continue with the end of it, explaining what it means. My melechas tupecho nekevecha bach. What's the understanding of this last part of the pasuk? That literally means the work of your drums and your holes are within you. So Amrav Yehuda Marav, he tells us, Amrav HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chir Melech Tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Chiram, the king of Tzar, B'chanes Takalti, when I created the world, I looked at you, Chiram, U'barasin Kavim Nukav Ba'adam, and because of that, I created many different holes in a person. These are the holes that a person lets out all the things in their body that are not supposed to be there, and in a way, they're a source of embarrassment or shame for a person. And Hashem created a person with such a thing due to Chiram Melech Tzar, who called himself God, and therefore Hashem wanted to lower the stature of a person a little bit. And that's how I understand this pasuk, Tupecha Unikavecha Bach, your drum, which is like a hollow space, and Kavecha is a hole, and that has to do with the Nekavim Chalum Chalulim of a person. Vekadamri, some say, Hachagam, this is what Hashem said, B'chanes Takalti, I looked at you, Chiram Melech Tzar, Ein Heyon Bezantav, V'konasti Misal Adam Rishon, because of that, I penalized, so to speak, Adam Rishon with death, and a kever, a person's grave, is considered a hollow, and that's like a taif, a drum, which is hollow, and that's understanding the pasuk. Now we go back to the first pasuk that was talking about canopies, these chuppos. What does the pasuk mean that Hashem is going to cover all of Har Tzion, V'al Mikra'eha, and all the people who gather to it? So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he tells us that we have to understand the word Mikra'eha slightly different. It's not the people who are gathered to it, but it's the people who are called to it. Like Yerushalayim Shal Olam Hazeh, Yerushalayim Shal Olam Haba. Yerushalayim of Olam Hazeh is not the same Yerushalayim of Olam Haba. Yerushalayim Shal Olam Hazeh, Yerushalayim of this world, Kol Ro'eh Tzelalo is Oileh. Whoever wants to go to Yerushalayim is able to go. However, Shal Olam Haba, the La'asad Lava Yerushalayim, Ein Oilin Elam Muzuman La, the only people are allowed to go are going to be the ones who are invited to it, and that's Lashon of Mikra'eha, those who are called to it. And continue to discuss La'asad Lava, if Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Asidin Tzadikim Shekram Hashem Shakash Baruch Hu, in the future, the Tzadikim are going to be called by the name of Hashem. Shem Rekas Apostle says, Kol Hanikar B'Shmi, all those who are called in my name, L'chvoidi Barasev, I created them for my honor, Yitzartiv Afasisiv, I formed him and made him, and this is referring to Tzadikim. So you see, Tzadikim are called by the name of Hashem. And Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Chmeni, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Gimel Nikar Hashem Shakash Baruch Hu, there are three that are called by Hashem's name, Ve'iluhain, these are them, Tzadikim U'Mashiach V'Yerushalayim. Tzadikim, Hada Amran, we just said how we know Tzadikim are called by Hashem's name, Mashiach, what's our source for this? The Pasuk says, V'zeh Shmai Asher Yikroi Hashem Tzadkenu. This is the name that he will be called by, referring to Mashiach, Hashem, our righteousness. That's Mashiach's name. And Yerushalayim, how do we know it's called by Hashem's name? The Pasuk says, Savim Shmon Eser Elef, around it there's 18,000 Amos, V'shem Ha'ir Miyayim, and the name of the city from today on, Hashem Shama, Hashem is there. And Altik Rishama, don't understand it as Hashem is there, Ela Shema, rather its name is Hashem. And Amar Blazer says, Asim Tzadikim Sha'im Lefneim Kadosh, the Tzadikim will have the word Kadosh said in front of them, and this is by the Malachim, Kedesh Sha'im Lefneim Kadosh Baruch Hu, the same way the Malachim say Kadosh in front of Hashem. Shemar the Pasuk says, V'haya Nishra B'tzion V'naisav Yerushalayim Kadosh Ya'amer Lai. And it will be whoever's left in Tzion and remains in Yerushalayim, Kadosh shall be said to him. And Amar Rabba Amar Rechanan, he tells us, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Agbias Yerushalayim, Hashem is going to pick up Yerushalayim, Gimel Parsois Lamala, three Parsois high. Shemar the Pasuk says, V'ram of Yashva Tachteha, and it will be lifted up, referring to Yerushalayim, and she will dwell in her place. And now we explain, my Tachteha, what does that mean? Yerushalayim is going to be in its place. Ki Tachteha, as its place currently is, and since currently Yerushalayim is three Parsois, that means that when it's being lifted up, V'rama, as the Pasuk says, it's going to be lifted up as high as the space it currently occupies, which again is three Parsois. Ask the Gemara, okay, how do we know that Yerushalayim is three Parsois? Amar Rabbi, he tells us, Amar Yehu Saba, a certainly elderly man told me, I saw the original Yerushalayim with Tlasa Parsi Havya, and it was three Parsois. V'shama Tomer, perhaps you're going to say, Yesh Tzar La'alois, it's going to be very difficult to get there. You're going to have to walk three Parsois high into Shemaim to get to Yerushalayim. Tamalai, we have another Pasuk, it says, Mi Eila Ka'av Tufena, who are these who fly like a cloud, and pigeons to their pigeon coop? In other words, going up to Yerushalayim is going to be easy, like flying on a cloud. And our Papa tells us, Shema Amino, we also learn from this Pasuk, Hai Iba, Tlasa Parsi Midli, that an of, a cloud, floats at a height of three Parsois. And now continue to discuss Yerushalayim of Lasid Lavai. Rav Chanin Rav Papa tells us, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasid Yerushalayim Kemida, Hashem originally wanted to make Yerushalayim just a set measure. That's what Mida is. Mida is just a set amount. Shem, because the Pasuk says, and this is Zechariah Navi's description of what he saw Malach doing, V'aymer, and I said, On Atah Hilech, where are you going? V'aymer Eli, and the Malach said to me, says Zechariah, Lomad is Yerushalayim, to measure Yerushalayim. Lera is Kamarach Hu Kamar Arka, to see how wide and long it is. Amar Malach HaShos of Nekosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said to Hashem after this, Rebbe Shalom, Harbe Krachim Brasa Ba'ilam Chashulim Esa Ilam. There are many non-Jewish cities that you made in this world. V'lenis Hatimi is Arkan Mi'ez Rachman. You didn't set their measurement. You didn't say that they have to be this long and this wide. Whereas Yerushalayim, Sheshimcha B'Saycha, U'Mikdashcha B'Saycha, your name is in it, and your Mikdash is in it, V'tzadikim B'Saycha, and V'tzadikim are in it, Atanoisa Ba'mida, you're making a set measurement to it. And Miyad, right away, what does the Pasuk tell us? The Zechariah Navi saw another Malach, V'yomer Elov, and the first one told the second one, Rutz, run, Dabela Nara Luz, speak to this young man, referring to Zechariah Navi, Lamar saying, Prazis Teshev Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is going to dwell open, May Rav Adam Behem B'Saycha, because of how many people and animals are in it. Namely, Yerushalayim is not going to have a set border, it's going to be completely open and be able to expand and expand because of all the people in it. And continue to talk about Yerushalayim, Lost Lavai, Amr Shalakash Shalakash says, Asagash Baruch Hu Lohaisav Yerushalayim, Agash Baruch Hu in the future is going to add on to Yerushalayim, meaning the base of three parsois is going to have added on to it the following, Aleph Tefef Ginois, 1,000 Tefef of Ginois. Ginois is gardens, and we're just taking the gematria, the numerical value of the word Tefef, which is 169, and there's going to be 1,000 times 169 gardens added on to Yerushalayim, and Aleph Kepel Migdalim, 1,000 times Kepel of towers, Kepel is 210, so it's 1,000 times 210 of towers are going to be added on, and Aleph Litzui Birunois, 1,000 times Litzui of Birunois, which are castles, and Litzui is 146, so it's going to be 1,000 times 146 of castles added on, and Aleph Ushnei Shiloi Tetafrois, a Tetafra is like a fortress, so there's going to be 1,002 times the word Shiloi, which is 345, and V'chol Achaz V'Achaz Havik Tzipayri B'Shal B'Asa, each one of these things that are added on are going to be the size, are going to have the population of Tzipayri when it was settled and when it was booming and it was at full population. And how big was that? Tanya was talking to Brisa. Amar Beis basically says, Ani Re'isi Tzipayri B'Shal B'Asa, I saw Tzipayri when it was settled and was at its height. V'hayu Ba Me'u Shmainim Elef Shvakim Shal Merchet Tziki Gdeira. It had 180,000 marketplaces that just sold Tziki Gdeira, which is some sort of meat dish. And so we can imagine how big Yerushalayim is going to be lost to Lavai. And continue to talk about Yerushalayim. The Pasuk tells us, V'tzalois Tzela Al Tzela Shalosh Yerushalayim Pa'amim. And the Tzela, which is really referring to a chamber or a room inside the Beis HaMikdash. We had this earlier in the Masechta. There's one Tzela on another Tzela 33 times. So the Gemara asks, My Shalosh Yerushalayim Pa'amim. Why does it have to say the word Pa'amim added onto the word Shalosh Yerushalayim? Shalosh Yerushalayim means 33 times. You don't have to say 33 times and then the word Pa'amim. That's redundant. So it must be teaching us something else. Amar Blevi, Amar Apavi, Mishum Rebishu the Sichni, Im Gim Yerushalayim Haim. If there's going to be three Yerushalayims, which means Yerushalayim is going to be three times its current size, call Achaz V'Achaz Yesh B'Shalosh Medarim L'Mala. Each one is going to have 30 Medarim, 30 dwellings or living places, one over the other, meaning where people live is going to be 30 times the height they were previously. And Im Shalosh Yerushalayim Haim, if there's going to be 30 Yerushalayims, call Achaz V'Achaz Yesh B'Shalosh Medarim L'Mala. Each one is going to have three dwellings, three living places, one over the other. And with this, we conclude our Agadah to Gemaras, and now going back to explain the Mishnah discussing a ship. The Gemara tells us Itmar was stated, Sfina, what about the ship that was purchased? Rav says, Kim Shamasha Kalshu Kana. The moment he did a Mashicha, he just pulled it a little bit towards himself, he's automatically Kana. Shmuel tells us, Loi Kana Ad Shim Shachas Kula, he's not Kana until he does a Mashicha on the entire thing, which means he has to completely move it from where it currently is. Let's say it's parked in parking spot number one by the pier, he has to pull it and move it completely over to parking spot number two in order for him to be considered to have made a Kinyan on the ship that he just bought. The Gemara suggests, Lam Kitanai, let's say this Machlex Tanayim. The following Brassa talks about Kinyanim, and we know that there's multiple different Kinyanim one can make, and the necessary one varies depending on what the person is being Kana, and this Brassa specifically talks about animals. We know that a large animal, Behema Gasa, is acquired through Mesira, which literally means handing over, and a small animal, Behema Daka, is nicknamed through Meshicha, which literally means pulling. And so the Brassa tells us, Ketan Mesira, how does one hand over, how does one do Mesira on a Behema Gasa? Achza Betalfeha, let's say he held it by its hoof, Besara, by its hair, like by the mane of a horse, Be'ukav Shaleh, with the saddle that's on it, Beshlif Shaleh, the load that's on its back, Be'promi Shepia, the bit that's in its mouth, Be'zuk Shepetzavara, the bell that's on its neck, Kana, he's Kainet, that's because it's like Mesira, it's like the entire animal's handed over when one of these main things are held onto. Ketan Meshicha, how's Meshicha done on a small animal? Kairulav Hiba, if he calls to it and it comes to him, even though he's not physically pulling it, it's coming to him because he's calling it. Oshikish Makal Ratzlafanov, or he hit it with a stick and it ran in front of him. So again, it's going because he hit it. Kimcha Akar Yad Regel Kana. The moment it lifted up just a hand and foot, it means a front leg and back leg, he automatically acquires it. Whereas Rabbi Achi, Va'amrilo, Rabbi Acha Omer, it's either Rabbi Achi or Rabbi Acha says, and it's not enough. Achat Halach Malka Masa, it has to walk its entire height, meaning it's not sufficient just for the animal to lift up two legs. It has to be that it walks as long that it is, and then that's considered a Kenyan. So Gemara suggests, Lim Rav Damar Ketana Kama. Let's say Rav holds a Ketana Kama that just a tiny little thing needs to be done. Rav says the boat just needs to be pulled a little bit, and the Ketana Kama says all the animal has to do is lift up its leg, and that's it. Whereas Shmuel Damar Kriyacha, Shmuel holds a Kriyacha that has to move completely. The boat has to move up to the next parking spot. That's what Shmuel said, and Rabacha said that the animal has to move Malay Kamasa. So Gemara says, not a Raya. Amelcha Rav, Rav will tell you, I know Damar Afilu Rabiacha. I can even hold like Rabacha. I'd count like Rabacha El Bali Chaim. The only reason why Rabacha says that it has to move completely is because he's talking about an animal. Even if an animal lifted up a hand and a foot, it's still remaining in the same place. It didn't actually move. It's standing in the same place and it lifted up a hand or foot. It's kind of like a person standing in one place and then he just picks up one leg standing on one foot. He didn't move anywhere. He's still stationary. So by an animal, it's not considered a Mashicha. It's not considered like it moved anywhere by just lifting up a hand and a foot. That's why it has to actually move. Malay Kaimasa. Afal Sfino, we're talking about a boat. Kimi Denadaba Purta, just simply moving a boat a little bit, Nadla Kula, that moves and shifts the entire boat, and that would be sufficient. And Ushmol Amar Shmuel will tell you, I know that I'm going to feel like the Tanakama. I would even hold like the Tanakama of this animal Brysaw. I'd come like Tanakama El Balichai. Chaim. The only reason why the Tanakhama said what he did is because we're talking about animals. The moment an animal lifts up a hand and a foot, the rest of it, that's what Idach is referring to, is going to be uprooted as well. Because the moment an animal picks up a hand or a foot, it's already setting itself into motion to continue moving. So it's an inevitable result that it will continue moving, and therefore, even though it didn't actually continue moving just yet, it will end up doing it, and that's considered a sufficient mashicha by an animal. By a ship, if the entire thing was pulled, then fine, and if not, not. Meaning the moment you pull a ship, it's not going to all of a sudden continue moving like an animal will. If you pull it a little bit, it will go a little bit. If you pull it a lot, it will go a lot. And therefore, Shmuel tells us that the Tanakhama would agree with me by boat that you have to pull the entire thing in order to be kainit. So we do not have a raya. This machlekes Rav and Shmuel is machlekes Tanoim. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, trying to find that perhaps we have a different source, that it's machlekes Tanoim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.